Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us on this Wednesday morning. What's up, Level?
Hey, good morning, guys. Missed you last week. My apologies.
Oh, no worries. You're on the West Coast. That's all right, right?
I mean, Dillard did it, we woke him up.
Yeah, well, no, that's true. You know, he didn't have his kids with him. I did have my son with me, which was an awesome trip. I'm very thankful that the Brewers allowed me to bring my son on the trip, and we had a great time. I was not too keen on waking him up at 5:30, though. That would not have been a good business decision for anybody.
Dad's on an important call here, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, how old's your son?
He's 9.
You took your 9-year-old boy along with you on a West Coast roadie. Dad's a play-by-play man for the Brewers. Man, how awesome is that?
Yeah, it was pretty great. We were very fortunate last year to do it, too. Cincinnati and Philadelphia took some sights and sounds. That was kind of his first real big road trip. And he stayed in the booth and kept score the entire time last year. So this year, I did the same thing, but then I included him in the manager meetings every single day, and he got to ask Murph a question every single afternoon. So it was really cool for Brock to do that, and Murph played along. And by the end of the road trip, basically Brock was doing the entire manager show. So that was a great thing.
You're not even down there.
All right, Murph, that's the Murphy show for today.
That's right.
How'd the guys treat him, players?
Everything was great. You know, I think that it's a really good thing that the Brewers include families like this. And a lot of players had their families along on the road trip, too. So they were great. I mean, every time a player would see him, they'd give him a fist bump and ask him how he was doing and just get to know him a little bit. And I think having him on the trip last year kind of indoctrinated him and on how to act in a clubhouse. And he's a very mature 9-year-old for himself. So I was really proud, and it's always fun. We don't get a lot of father-son time during the summer, and I miss a lot of stuff. I miss a lot of his baseball games, right. So it was really cool for him to come on this trip with me.
Changing gears just a quick bit. So we traded for Dallas Keuchel, former Cy Young Award winner. Hasn't pitched in the bigs this year for the Mariners system, I don't think. What's the expectation here, do you think, Jeff?
Hopefully eat a bunch of innings today. He's throwing the ball really well in the minor leagues in Tacoma and Triple-A with Seattle. So hopefully the Brewers, if they've needed some rotation help. He's going to become the 14th different starting pitcher after Hobie Milner was the 13th yesterday. So the Brewers have needed some stability in their rotation. I think he brings that. I think his postgame comments were great last night. He's excited for the opportunity. He's excited to be with the Brewers. Because they just go out and they play and they have fun. And it's almost, and I think Dallas said this, it's like playing backyard baseball. These guys know how to have fun, and Pat Murphy brings that. He read the text message that he sent to Keuchel in his pregame interview yesterday. It was amazing. So I think Dallas, I expect nothing but good things from Dallas, and he's got a great defense working behind him.
You know, to that point, too, about how much fun this team is to watch also as a fan, last night, another perfect example of, boy, frustrating to leave guys, runners in scoring position, didn't capitalize on all our opportunities early, but this team, like, don't count them out. They just keep coming, and eventually those opportunities once again turned into runs.
Yeah, you got a Jackson Churio base hit to tie the game, and Joey Ortiz hits this wall scraper down the left field line to give him the lead, and then Rhys Hoskins, who's 0 for the day, and then he comes up with another big hit. It just feels like that's Brewers baseball this year, right? You play good defense. You're getting plenty of offense. I mean, the Brewers have had more 5 or more run scoring innings than anybody in baseball at this point this year. So the offense is great. The pitching has been great. It's held up. The defense is even better. It's a really fun brand of baseball. And the way that they're running the bases, it's the kind of offense that isn't going to go in a lot of slumps. And if they can just find some consistent hitting with runners in scoring position these days, they're going to be just fine.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Listen, if you're booking trips, I got some kids I can send your way to. I'm not busy enough.
You got it. No, happy to do that. Happy to tag them along. If they can fit in my golf bag, we're fine.
Not a problem. 751. Thanks, Level.